They like to claim it was the natives on the warpath threatening our nation. But in truth it was the invaders who were at war with the natives, trying to wipe out their cultures while forcing assimilation. As second class citizens for the indigenous populations, those resisting were forced to give up their land or they killed them. Craving the natural resources, they did anything they give them. Enslavement for the men and sex slavery for the women. The colonies in the Americas and Australia had the system, cause rich Europeans and their descendants did this for centuries during colonialism. When the indigenous people would fight against them, the colonists would start pretending that they're the victims. But how do you steal entire continents? How do you steal entire continents? How do you kill off their inhabitants? They claim that you're the victims. I bet they never told you Europeans were scalping since the Romans. And both the colonists and the natives scalped each other for tokens. In fact, both the Mexican and American governments are prevented to scalping natives. To the late 1800s, Cromwell sent thousands of Irish to Barbados. Through slavery, and natives were also enslaved. To the 1780s, the South American colonies only stopped to the Vatican said the only righteous form of slavery was that of Africans. Adopting the Talmud's curse of Cain and virtually all Abrahamic denominations claimed that people were destined for this enslavement, enabling many races for generations. But how do you build slave colonies? How do you keep slave colonies? Like Jamaica, Barbados, and Haiti, they claim that you're believers, huh? I would think they'd know. Tell me why so many had to die. The less they know, the more that they can lie. When the Somerset case of 1772 and slavery in England, abolitionists tried to extend this throughout the British kingdom. Only then did our wealthy slave-owning men of business and their Freemason friends decide to fight for independence. Later, called the founding fathers, they cried for rights and liberty. Even though they oppressed the natives, blacks were slaves and women were property. And most white males were workers or indentured servants. They couldn't vote, but the founders needed the numbers for their purpose. Using war propaganda, they launched a successful rebellion by convincing workers to join them, even though those who helped them still had no voice under the Articles of Confederation. But the founders got their nation, now they can set the sights on the natives. So then they continue with their invasion, breaking the will of the natives through subjugation, taking their sacred lands, no compensation, deface them with plantations and mining operations. How did you think they built this country? How did you think they made their money? On the backs of slaves and those in poverty, then act like nothing happened. But I would think they'd know. Tell me why so many had to die. But the less they know, the more that they